Welcome one and all, ladies and gents. Welcome to the After Hours podcast with Marco and Marshall. I am your host, Marco.
And I'm your other host, Marshall. Today, we have another special guest on the show.
VIP status. No lie. VIP.
It's that's right. It's Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Hello. I'm Bill.
Man, it has been a week.
Oh, I'll say. Definitely a week. I've had some ups and highs and lows. I kind of just wish, you know, we just had that constant high of just happiness and stuff. But man, some bad news hit me today. I guess we're just hoping for the best. And, you know, I guess we just have to take it as it is. If you've seen my Facebook recently, you know.
Yeah, I saw that earlier today, man. I'm sorry for you, buddy. It's always rough.
Yeah. Just hit everyone pretty hard right now. Because she was one of our main like patrons at the church, you know. And so it's just, she just knew a lot of people and touched so many hearts in many ways, you know.
And
I'm just happy that she's not suffering anymore. And she's with her husband, you know. Her husband died 5 to 10 years ago. And, you know, now she's reunited with him and she's not suffering anymore because she ended up having like COVID being COVID pneumonia and just wasn't looking good. So I've had some highs and lows and I've had anger because of just how people think COVID is just, it's just the flu. And I was like, it's fine, it's whatever. Like, I just bit my tongue.
Right. Well, I think unfortunately that kind of thing is going to have to happen to more people before it actually gets taken seriously.
Yeah.
Man, at what point do we think it's been enough people to be taken seriously, though? I mean, looking at the numbers in the last year and a half, I guess it's more of a until it happens to someone close to them kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the situation.
The scary thing is, like, when this comes out, the Kansas State Fair is going to be in full swing.
Oh, God, do I know these?
I already saw pictures, some people's pictures from down in Hutch that are like Kansas State Fair. So I'm like, this is.
Yeah.
Not feeling like the best idea to me.
I know, because I'm going to go pay a clinic bill today. And I know the clinic's going to be there with free testing and vaccine.
Oh.
But, you know, depending on the human populace, it's not going to mean anything.
Man, I feel like if they even get like one or two, it's a win, you know.
Yeah.
At this rate.
Yeah, I don't know. I was watching the 5 o'clock news too. And you know how there's that news station there, like KWCN, and not a lot of people were like there because usually like before people would just like pile up behind the cameraman or guy. And like there was like no one there. Like there was not. So I don't know. Hopefully people just kind of see it as like, you know, we probably shouldn't go. Like what's 2 years of not going?
Man, I haven't gone in like 11. So I don't know.
Same. If anything, I just go after 9 and get my daily couple laps in there and like, all right, cool. I'm done. See ya.
We go to the fairgrounds a lot for Pokemon Go. But that's about it.
Oh, I would have never even thought about that.
There's a lot of Pokestops, like in really close proximity over there. So it's nice to just kind of spin them and catch stuff. Did you guys see the news about Xi Jinping and the rectification campaign of China right now?
No.
No, I don't know anything about this.
Xi Jinping is about to be presumably running for president, I guess, of the Communist Party. For a third term, which is similar to ours. It's not really something that's done. To gear up for it, he's been pushing over the last few months, and especially recently ramping up in craziness, a rectification campaign to promote his idea of what China should be. This includes, I'm sure you've heard this one, limiting children's usage of gaming in China to only an hour a day.
Mm-hmm. This I have heard of, and only 3 days a week and only a specific hour.
Yep. And this includes shutting down a whole lot of karaoke establishments while they figure out which songs can and cannot be played from now on. This involves banning games like Animal Crossing.
Really?
Because they can promote Western ideas. And I think a giant leap backward for China. It's pretty much trying to ban and dispromote what they are inappropriately calling sissy men in a double down on homophobia. Like a bunch of K-pop stars have been banned and like their websites and music has been banned. And any like TV shows or movies or anything like that that show even a briefly created scene of a man being effeminate in any way, wearing an earring, wearing makeup, acting a certain way, it's banned. They're trying to crack down and redefine what they're wanting to be. They're also shaking up stock market right now and making investors really sketched out because they don't know what the market's going to be, right? Because like movies and games and tech companies are all like skirting around the edge right now, trying to figure out what they need to be doing different to satisfy China, while China is also redistributing a lot of that wealth to, as they were saying, as Xi Jinping was saying, to create less class disparity, essentially, and kind of give back to the people a little bit or whatever. But it's like completely destabilized the market as well. And it's just really, man, it's rough. Like I feel for a lot of those people over there who are and have been suffering for a long time under that reign.
I just feel like that's like no way to live, you know? I mean, I don't know.
It's a huge market for a lot of, especially like media, like games and movies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's tech a big kind of
companies
market.
Over there are taking a huge dive right now and making the market very volatile.
Well, it could have global effect, especially this whole like limiting playtime thing and all that.
And like, again, of course, like games and movies and media in general having to kind of play nice if they want to be seen in China and censor themselves to be what they want them to be.
Blizzard already is already like doing something like that, not necessarily like with what's in their game, but like that it was like some huge like Chinese player who won I think it was a Hearthstone, like that Blizzard Hearthstone card game. Yeah. And I think he won, and he was from China, and he was saying, you know, China's under all this and that and all that. Well, I guess like,
was that Disguised Toast? And they banned him or whatever, right?
They banned him, and then they fired the two hosts because they were ducking and hiding under their desk or whatever, not to be seen, you know, not to be affiliated. Well, they ended up getting fired and stuff. And I remember that was the whole Blizzard backlash back then.
Yeah,
because it was unfair. Because and it was just to please China, because like you said, all the money comes from China, like, and all that. So like they were doing that to, because obviously if they didn't, China would have just banned that game or like whatever game. I could be wrong on the game, but the game he was playing, the game he won at, and so stop that from happening. They banned him. They took the money. I think they took like everything, like from him winning, essentially, and he didn't get nothing. Like, so, and that was like the big backlash.
Well, to be that good at that game costs money. So like banning him is like, that is a cost also.
And I mean, the same thing happened with the NBA in July, you know, and it went, or in June, I think, when, you know, they tweeted about the labor camps and showing support for Hong Kong. And then basically China was like, tell them to stop. And the NBA was like, hey, stop. It's a shame.
It is indeed.
You know what else is a shame? I was thinking the other day that like, I don't gamble, you know, I don't go buy lottery tickets. Really. I don't go to the casino. I don't do that kind of thing, but video games make me gamble so much all the time.
Well, they gotcha.
That's literally it. Gotcha.
That's why they call it that.
That's literally like, I know we've talked about this before, right? Uh-huh. Like the gotcha eggs, at like old Chinese restaurants. It all comes back to China. Oh my God.
Like, they're the ultimate superpower, dude. I'm telling you.
At like Kroger and Chinese restaurants and shit, drop a quarter and get like a little, you know, plastic egg with a toy in it. And maybe you get one that you want. Maybe you don't.
That sounds entirely too even. Like maybe you get the one you want. And it's like, you probably don't.
You probably don't. Trying to collect all the little homies was a really tough thing.
All the homies, dude?
Yeah,
and they just kept coming out with more series too. That's like the bad part.
That's the worst, right? And it's the same. So, oh God, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
It just goes back to that Invincible, bro. It's like, so when do I finally collect them all? I'm like, that's the great thing. You don't. You don't.
That's hilarious. What did you guys think about the red sun this morning because of all the smoke?
Dude, it was wild.
Yeah,
I was very confused on my motorcycle on the way in because I didn't know it was going to be like that. before I got headed out of the house. So I was like, what is going on? Like, is this the end of days?
I think it's the end of days.
Not what I imagine what you would think. I'd imagine you'd be like, all right, guys, Blade Runner 2022.
Confirmed. Here it is.
2021 builds the builds. So when he gets to work, right, takes off his helmet, he's magically just has slightly beat up face like Ryan Gosling. He just looks up at work. He's like, I hate it here. That's what I was hoping. That's what I was hoping you would say.
Yeah.
So it was a good view for for my new film coming out, Blade Runner 2021.
I suddenly became very concerned that everybody was an android.
Man, I kind of like woke up and Morgan was looking out the window and I looked out and it was right on the horizon still and it was massive. And I was like, man, that must be all that wildfire smoke.
Marshall?
Do you remember a couple of years ago when the skies were, not just the skies, but like the entire area was just covered in this yellow haze?
Yeah,
and like the ash was in the air and everything.
Yeah, it was like rain, like not raining, but like, you know, ash was falling. I was like,
yeah,
like what? I remember that because I had to close up like the windows in the house. I think I had the back porch out, so if like Chuck goes back there, he's not like suffocating or whatever. I'm like, well, you know what? Just gonna close these windows in. Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty bad.
Imagine what it had to be like with Mount St. Helens and stuff.
Yep.
I tried to take today off so that I could play Tales of Arise, but they made me work. So they gave me Monday off, though, I guess. So that's something.
Hey, man. There you go. Monday. In case you get a case of the Mondays, you can just be like,
so the Mondays.
Tales of Arise is there for me.
I'm going to go to the liquor store and I'm just going to say, hey, can I get a case of the Mondays, please?
There has to be that. That has to be a thing.
I hope so. If it's not, we should make it a thing,
dude. If not, tell Josh to do it, dude, and we'll just say, because he already has the brewery. Well,
that's true.
The makings of Case of the
Mondays. Palmer Brewery, Case of the Mondays.
Monday Night Brewing. Monday Night Brewing has their sampler pack is called Case of the Mondays.
I'm into it.
Yep.
There we go.
Monday Night Brewing, Case of the Mondays. Oh my gosh, dude.
Oh, Marshall, I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah.
You're a huge fan of Skyrim, who's bought it like 4 times. How are you feeling about the DLC / mods?
In the new version?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this with a thing. I was going through my old Twitter account, and I want to come back to this. But I was going through my old Twitter account, and I found a tweet that I made in like 2014 or something. That said, I introduced my mom to Skyrim today. She loves it, LOL. She has not stopped playing Skyrim to this day. She has like 3,000 hours in the game or something like that. It's amazing.
Justin started playing it again.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
I saw that the other day.
To answer your question, I'm kind of excited for it. The anniversary edition or whatever it's called comes with like 500 mods from the community kind of creations that they've done. And that's kind of cool for a few reasons, because I think that means, and I could be wrong, correct me if I am, that this means that everyone who was a community creator that worked on those mods should be getting a cut of the profits from the game itself.
Well, snap, that'd be
so
sick.
That feels pretty good, because you have to buy them, the community ones. Like, you can get the free mods, of course, but the ones that they kind of spotlight, you have to pay, and like Bethesda takes a cut and the modder takes a cut as well. So I'm hoping this means that all of those modders will get like some huge dividends from all the sales that it'll inevitably generate. And I'm excited. I don't really care about the fishing. I'm going to be honest. It looks a bit lackluster from what I've seen. Don't really care about that. It was already a mod. I'm over it. I'm more interested in seeing what mods they actually put into it, because there aren't that many items on like the workshop thing that they have. There's certainly not 500. So that means
they're all on that. What's that website? Isn't there like a whole website for it? Well, there's like a separate
mod. Well, they have the Nexus. Oblivion, right? They have the Nexus mods, right? And those are all the free ones.
Yeah.
But it's the like community creation club. That's what it's called. But because there's like 500 and there's not 500 in the creation club, people are speculating, which is not like a good thing to do with things like this, because you'll just be let down. But they're speculating that maybe they have created more mods that are like specifically for this version that they kind of reached out to people about and prepped. And that would be really cool.
That would be pretty sick.
So I'm excited, I guess. I don't know if I'll buy it. I mean, it should come on Game Pass either way.
I just figured I'd ask you, because I remember how many, like when we worked at Towers, how you bought the first time and then you bought it again, and then you bought it again.
I think I've bought it like 7 times now.
Yeah, and I remember you had made an anniversary photo
every year
on Facebook. Yeah. And I remember your ex-fiance was just like mad because he didn't want to put the game and not.
Yeah, I was like, we've been together now for 3 years. I'll never love another like you. And then it's me kissing Skyrim Case.
Uh-huh. Hey, man.
Oh, my.
That was the first one I did, actually. It was the 3rd year, and I've done it every year since. This will be my 10-year anniversary with Skyrim.
Wow, congrats, man.
So this will really be my 7-year anniversary of the photos. But still, I think that's really neat.
That is.
I'm excited for it. I have a alarm set. I have a calendar kind of thing set every year, the day before, to remind me.
Nice.
Is there anything that you guys are looking forward to that's coming out soon?
No, well, I mean, besides, okay, maybe Halo. I'm still iffy about it. Mm-hmm. And then Battlefield 2042. Yeah. Other than that, nothing really that I can think of real quick that comes to mind or that I've seen.
I'm very excited for Forza Horizon 5.
Yeah, me too. I forget about it sometimes, like just now. But yeah. Yes, very much so.
Yeah, it's exciting, man. Like 11/8/21, it comes out.
When they've put out like an at least partial car list now too. They've put out like 140 cars or something like that that are gonna be in it.
Damn. That's the one in Mexico, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is gonna be fantastic. I'm so excited. It looks amazing.
Snap, I don't know. Maybe I might have to look into that. Because I know games with gold, like twice, two of them were Forza games. I think like one of them was like Forza 6. And yeah. The other one was like Forza Horizon
3, right?
I think. Yeah, I got them both. Horizon, nice. I mean, we played them at the time, I think. And I think when I did try it out, I like wrecked every single car. And I was like, you know what? This game probably isn't for me right now. Because I remember even when Bill like let me try it, like he had this like nice ass truck, and you know what, it just looked like shit when I was in. I was like, you know what, maybe the Forza games aren't for me. Who knows, I might take another crack at it.
I think it'd be cool for you to do so. They're a lot of fun.
I did enjoy it. I felt really bad because they were Bill's cars, and they weren't just, because y'all know, you like, because they were Bill's cars, they weren't mine. So I wasn't like, oh, how you shit. I was like, dude, what, Bill's like just like drilling holes in the back of my head right now because I'm wrecking his car.
No,
right now.
Dude.
Not at all. Well, because like for me, it's like the way it's like, you know, like people always want to drive your car and you're like, no. And everyone's like, why won't you let me? Like, because I'd rather wreck my own car than someone else wreck it for me. Like that kind of thing. Like that's what I felt like when I was wrecking Bill's cars. I was like, I feel so bad.
It doesn't cost anything to repair cars in those games. Not.
I do remember the Warthog. I remember the Warthog mission thing. I was like, yeah, that's pretty sick. That one was pretty dope, cool. Pretty good.
I've been playing Tales of Arise. It's really good. The music is incredible. That was my first takeaway when I played the demo, was holy crap, this music is amazing.
I keep meaning to play the demo, and I keep putting it off, and I should do it, because I want to decide if I'm going to buy it or not.
I'm going to buy it. It'll be my... Oh, go ahead, Marshall. Go ahead.
I say do it. It's amazing. It's really, really fantastic. I mean, it should say something too, because when is the last time a single player game was on the front page of Twitch with 40,000 concurrent viewers?
That is pretty crazy.
It's got a ton of accolades already on Steam. It overtook Monster Hunter World 2 or Monster Hunter Stories 2 as the most downloaded or whatever JRPG kind of game. It superseded all of the previous Tales computer sales combined. I mean, it's doing well. Visually, it runs very well on computer, which I'm happy about, because I was worried that the PC port might not be that great. but it's very well done. The story so far, I am just about to leave the first kind of tutorial nation, I guess. It's like a nation of like Mesa and fire, and like the population is enslaved and having to mine this kind of astral energy or whatever, so that their ruler can gain power and try to take the sovereign throne or whatever. I just have to say, like, even in that first area, it's just gorgeous, despite kind of what it is by nature. It's very like tongue-in-cheek as well, like all Tales games have been very tongue-in-cheek. The skits this time are completely different. It's not just like static images or just like mouths moving and shit. It kind of does this like comic book style where there are like animated scenes as they do the skits. It's pretty interesting. Mm.
I saw some little clips of those, yeah, and like their expressions are like are a little like over the top, like like anime kind of reactions to stuff and stuff too. It looked really like endearing.
It is, yeah. But it's interesting because he's voiced by it's the guy who voiced Noctis in Final Fantasy 15.
Okay.
Oh, Ray Chase. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's got that very breathy style of talking. So I recognized it immediately. Just that kind of like, well, I'm a slave, so. And I know that's not who it is, but the voice actress for Shion sounds almost like Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
So have you looked it up?
No, I don't think that they've released the English voice actors yet.
Bro, what if it is, though? Like, what if it is Daphne?
That'd be hilarious.
Apparently, Shion in Tales of Arise in English is voiced by Erica Lindbeck.
That's the one.
She was in Pacific Rim the Black. She was like the computer thing. She was Meredith Stout in Cyberpunk.
Yes.
She was in Marco's favorite anime, Sword Art Online.
God, can you round me up with that?
She was Jessie in Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Hell yeah, dude, that's what we like to hear.
She was Magilu in Tales of Berseria. That's probably why she sounds so familiar.
Several Tales games.
She has. She's been in a ton of stuff.
Is Velvet Crow in Tales of Arise, Marshall?
No, I don't think so.
Right now, I rate it a 9 out of 10. Apologize.
She was in Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works too.
Yeah.
That's who?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even matter.
Aid Makadera, but I don't remember who that was.
I don't know who that is.
He was in Neon Genesis and Evangelion as Ritsuko Agaki.
Really?
Agaki.
Wait, like, seriously?
Yeah, the 2019 redub.
Aid Makadera in Fate was that like that girl with like the short dark hair. She didn't have a she wasn't in the fighting, but like, she wasn't in the girl battle.
Short dark hair.
If you saw a picture of her, I think you'd recognize her.
I would, but
like I can't remember anything she did that was terribly noteworthy.
yikes.
I definitely like recognize that she was in the show, but I can't remember anything she did that was like super important.
So, man, I want to go back, like I said, to the Twitter thing, right?
Okay, yeah.
I was wondering the other day who had the handle at Marshall Mendez. It was me. I didn't know that I had that handle. I haven't used that account since like 2013 or something.
Oh man, now I'm wondering who has my actual name.
I was curious, you know, because when I started coaching a while back, I unified all of my links. So all of my handles were like Wanderer_Marshy. Because that was the one I was using at the time for Instagram, I think. So I had to unify all of them or whatever, and to make it easier, I guess. But I lost the one that I used in the past. So I went back on it and I wanted to kind of see what tweets I had. And it was an experience. Do you ever like look back at your old posts and just feel like really ashamed of who you used to be? Or like really embarrassed, I guess, about who you used to be?
Yeah, sometimes.
But it's like, you ever... Okay, so unfortunately, I think that Jared and I, especially, we're in a time where certain sayings were very in at the time. And we weren't really aware of the cultural significance of some of the things that we would say. It was just a meme, you know? And
right.
Looking back and kind of seeing those posts, I'm just like, delete, 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 delete. Like, it's very distasteful to who I am today. I think that's a good thing because that means I've grown, right? Like, if you're not finding some of your old sayings or jokes distasteful, then you probably haven't grown very much.
True.
And I think that a lot of us didn't realize that some of the things we were saying were in fact very hurtful. We just looked at it as a big joke.
I don't think that's an uncommon sentiment for people our age. I think some people older think that they shouldn't have to worry about it. But I think that like we've grown up through the time when like that kind of stuff wasn't considered as much, and into the time where it's very much is. And so it like shines a light on that to people that are paying attention in a big way. You know, because like when we were kids, I mean, probably said stuff daily that now would be
horrific. We'd be canceled.
No, unacceptable. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it's one of those things where like once you see the effects that those things have, or the greater perspective of it, hopefully you decide that you don't do those things anymore, you know, because it's distasteful.
Yeah.
And like it feels bad. We would see the memes and they'd be funny and we'd share them with our friends, and then we would make those jokes around those friends, and it was like an in joke, you know. It was an inside joke.
But now we've all grown. Some probably more than others, maybe. Possibly. Me, I think I just got more weeb, and I kinda do watch what I say. And looking back at younger self in high school, yeah, I don't know if you know him, Marshall or Bill. He was in band. Brock. Brock, I don't know. I remember his last name because I'm terrible because I'm aging faster than all you guys with the gray hair and terrible memory already. But he was a saxophone player, you know, Barry Sax. And, man, I remember just everyone used to kind of clown and pick on this guy. And I remember just, like, looking back. And I was like, you know, like, what was I doing? Like, sure, he done like questionable things, like he was allergic to orange juice, but he'd drink it anyway, and he'd get like the bubble guts. And I was just like, because he told me, he's like, dude, my stomach hurts. I'm like, oh yeah, well why? He's like, well, I'm allergic to orange juice, and I drink orange juice. And I was just kind of just like, you know, like your initial reaction, you're like, well, what the fuck are you drinking orange juice for?
Well, yeah, you know? I feel like aware of it.
In the back of the day, I'm just like, you know, like, and now if someone told me, I'd probably just be like, well, then why'd you drink it? Like, if you know you're allergic to it, I wouldn't have like an outburst of like, what is this guy
doing? What's wrong with you, you moron?
Yeah, you know, I was like, I'd be like, well, you brought this upon yourself. You know, you're allergic to orange juice, but you still went. And like, you obviously like weighed out the consequences, hopefully. Or, I mean, if you're really thirsty, I guess I mean, you would, you know? Yeah.
Maybe he just really loves orange juice.
That's possible. You know what? If I was lactose intolerant, you know what? I'd be sick every night.
I am.
There's no way I'd survive without cereal, my guy. No way.
I can't give up cheese. That's why I'm not a vegan anymore. I just wanted cheese. Mm.
For as much as it's memed of me eating cereal every time you're bulking, like sometimes it's ice cream. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of time it is cereal. Like last night, or like two nights before, Kenny was just like, Mark, are you eating cereal right now? I was like, how'd you know? He's like, oh, I can hear the clanking of your bowl. I'm like, oh, that's fair. And it would just be memed on, but...
Oh, I love it.
You know? I mean, I'll take it in stride. I was like, yeah. And Miguel be like, God, what cereal you eating? I'm like, I'll make him guess. He'd be like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm like, nah, Fruity Pebbles. I have a box in the cabinet cupboard, though.
Marco's like, first I get the Fruity Pebbles and I pour it in the bowl of cereal. Actually, how do you do it? Do you pour your cereal, then your milk?
Cereal, then the milk.
Cereal, then the milk. Okay. Yeah.
Anybody that doesn't do that is a monster.
You pour the cereal, then the milk, and then you dip your toes in it.
Not my toes. Take a
picture and you send it okay. to people on the internet.
Not the toes part. Like, if you don't do the toes part, that doesn't make you a monster. If you put the milk in first before the cereal, you're a monster. That's
where the line is drawn.
You know, I'd probably switch it up. I'd probably do the cereal and maybe the toes, and then we probably pour the milk. I think I still go milk last. I mean,
you want the sensation of the milk like coming down your feet, across your toes.
Dude, like mud. And then for some unknown reason, if you really felt like it, you'd bust out like the Canon 500 camera and you'd like film some like scenic professional filmmaker shit, dude, with just milk running down your my hairy toes.
Post it on your Instagram. Oh, yeah, dude.
And then post on Instagram. Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, TikTok's blowing up and there's more crazy stuff of like kids like accidentally like slipping in a grocery store and like busting 2 gallons of milk. Like, have you seen that trend? Yeah. No. So, I mean, obviously, I feel like that would top that trend.
Because I don't have TikTok.
I don't either.
Me neither.
Morgan has a lot of videos though. So, dude, we can make our own Drake meme, dude. It's like the one where he's like, when he has his hand up, and then the other one where he's like thumbs upping it. It'd be like other podcasts, and be Drake be doing that, nah. And then it'd be like the After Hours podcast. He'd be like, yeah.
I'll leave you in charge of that. You can make the memes.
I only got one for now, so make my portfolio. Get on it,
you know. Fuck.
I gotta put the Bill Ka-ching meme in there. That one I made after you were on your screen. Goodness. I still have it, dude.
Oh my goodness,
man. We used to make those memes all the time. My favorite, I think, was the VR one with the fucking glasses.
Oh, yes.
What are those called again? The
like lazy readers or something?
Yeah, the lazy readers. Man, take me back to better days.
Yeah, Bill, when me and Marshall were at Towers, we should have just transformed Towers into like a studio / like film thing, dude. Because, oh my God, dude.
This is the meme zone.
Me and Marshall had like storyboards, bro. I'm pretty sure. Of like how we want things to go.
We were gonna make a comic at one point.
Hell yeah, dude! It was gonna be like you, Masato, and Ka-ching, and that was it. Yeah, it's gonna be like the whole like. It's like when you first got Ka-ching, and you're like all about it. I'm like, bro, all right, here we go. The first installment of the Bill meme series was the whole like you looking back at the other chick, and it's Ka-ching, and that Masato just be like, what the hell, bro?
And then it became Judy after that too. The same meme. Yeah. Oh god, those are good. Oh, there's one. Did I die? No, you didn't. Then why am I seeing an angel? Oh, you silly. And it's Ka-ching.
Oh no.
And Bill's face with that fucking hat. The burn hat.
Oh no.
I
love it. Bill, I told you, dude, there was so much content, dude, in that. Just in the Thorn Kitchen, bro. That should have been the content vault, too. Freaking Jesus Christ.
Oh, jeez. Good times.
Good times. Good times. Man,
listen. Bill, what have you been up to this week?
Work and sleeping and, like, not a lot else. But, I mean, a little bit of Genshin and stuff, but I haven't really been up to a whole lot this week. I guess I did some work on the motorcycle too. I did a lot more this week than I initially realized when I started saying that.
Bro, you know what? This is sounding a lot like Johnny when he doesn't give himself enough credit being good at games. Bill, I feel like Bill downplays his weeks. He's like, oh, I didn't do a lot. I just played some Genshin, worked on the bike.
I have this like mental image, which is kind of a joke, right? Since I have aphantasia. But I instantly thought of like a little animation of Bill, like a little animated Bill with a notepad. And he's like, oh, I worked on the bike. And then he flips the page. He's like, I played some Genshin, flips the page. It's like, oh, I've done more than I thought.
Like running through my minutes.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, my.
I imagine like one of those animated podcasts of like just Bill talking. And then it just goes to like him like describing his day. Yeah. And freaking the page flipping and stuff. He's like, you know, I really get myself, I really do a lot more stuff than I get myself credit for. It's like one of those animated podcasts, dude.
Man, one day will be big. And we'll have people animating segments like this.
No, dude, we gotta keep it local, dude. We'll have Mark do it.
Man, he is getting into animation. Mark? Isn't he?
Marco Garcia. Fun fact, back in the day when we were both in high school, they'd get us confused.
Well, that's because one of you is the Hispanic version of the other. Like, you have Mark Anthony and Marco Antonio.
Yeah, because I remember one time I think they got our names mixed up. So like our account, you know, for lunches. So like one day literally was getting free lunches. Literally the next day, I started having to pay for my lunches. I was like, what the hell? I'm like,
what
what?
is this
And then
bullshit?
back in the day, I really didn't. It was like 35 cents. I'm like, okay, like whatever. Like just, you know, bring a quarter and a dime with me and I'll be all right. And then I think someone told me, like, you know what? We got you and Mark's things mixed up. I'm like, cool. So can I have that money back? Because it went on for a while. I was like, okay, like this is kind of weird. And then all of a sudden, yeah, they just stopped and they pulled me and like, yeah, so we got you and Mark's lunch accounts mixed up. And I was like, huh. Okay. So where's like that half a year's of money worth? Can I get it back?
Can
Fun times.
I
Like,
get it back? Oh,
yes, sir.
man. People at work at the office have been like listening to the podcast lately. So that's been fun. Seeing
Do they
new
bring up like old
sides.
content with you?
They have a couple times. Yeah, it's been kind of funny.
Everyone just asks me like what the podcast is about. I'm like, don't y'all read? Me and Marshall
I
give it in full detail, if not the description.
Yeah,
For sure, Marshall
I
does pretty
keep the
good with the
description pretty
description, pretty good.
concise. You know, I try to populate it to just give you an idea of what the hell we're doing. I was at Dylan's yesterday. And Morgan and I were just picking up some stuff for dinner. And I hear really loudly in my ear, someone went, "Idiot!" I turn around and Joe's there just giggling like a little
Oh
maniac.
my.
And Morgan thought I hit him with my basket. So she's like apologizing to him and stuff. And he's like, "I know you. You're the one trying to poison him. You're trying to assassinate him." Because like Morgan has been buying like electrolyte waters or whatever. And the other day she's like, "Yeah, you should try one." And it was mango flavor.
Ah.
And it just becomes like a running weird coincidence, but probably not, that that's happening a lot. Like I opened up my drawer to grab some chapstick and she had put a mango chapstick in my drawer. And so Joe is convinced she's trying to kill me. And it was really funny. Oh man.
I'm waiting for the day when Joe just, I don't know if he has any, like, he gets like Tim asking me. Oh, I was waiting for one day when he meets you guys out at Dylan's or somewhere again. He just straight up asks Morgan, it's like, so can I get pictures of your toes and cereal just out, like, just because of the podcast, you know?
Oh
And then Morgan would be like, what? Like, in the podcast, you know? Like,
Oh,
can I be
fuck
your
me,
next
Marco.
client?
That's gonna be the thing. All right, anybody listening? No, don't do that. Holy shit.
Yeah, don't do that. It'd just be funny.
Ask Marco and I if you can get pictures of our toes in cereal. Don't ask
It's
my
gonna
wife.
be,
That'll freak her out.
It's gonna be a joke until you actually do it.
I
I
hope
probably
so.
wouldn't
That was
mind.
gonna
I
be
probably would be
so
more
funny.
upset of like, man, we're wasting so much cereal right now. That's why it would get to me first,
Hey,
and then like people ask
dude,
me, I'd be like,
nobody said you can't eat it.
as long as you don't put the milk in first, I think it'll be okay. That's where the line is drawn. We've
Bro, see, that
covered
would come up.
this.
Dude, see, that would come up with like, yo, get Fruity Pebbles, but like pour chocolate milk. I'm like, what are you? I'm
What
like, get out.
the
Just like, get out. It's like, don't even. I'd be triggered. Just like how that one lady was ruining my nap time at
Do
work
you
because she was.
remember the weirder flavors of milk that they came out with? Like you have your strawberry, you have your chocolate. Do you remember the weird ones?
Like, what do you.
I don't think I
Oh.
ever experienced these. No.
No, unless you
Okay.
assume to me and Bill like almond milk's weird, which it's, I don't think it
Well,
is.
there was like a
That's not
oh,
milk.
fuck, what was it? There was one. It was like a cow and it was called like Vanana. It was like vanilla and banana mixed in milk.
What?
It was disgusting. And then there was like a green one that I remember. I want to say I had this a couple of years ago. I want to say it was cotton candy flavor.
What?
Marshall,
Yeah.
where you buy your milk from, my guy?
Well, it's that brand, Yummy, you know? Is that the brand name? I don't know. It's from Kansas City.
I don't know. If
It's
we're being talking about,
the let me look it up.
say, if we're talking about
It's
weird
the
milk, I'd.
Chateau Milk Company out of Kansas City. They also have a root beer flavored milk.
No, I'm fine. That's okay.
This is a
Now,
terrible idea.
see,
This is borderline criminal.
that one makes
What's
more
wrong with
sense
you,
to me
America?
because of like root
Cream
beer
soda.
floats,
Like root beer floats.
and like
Yeah.
you know,
that's still like, what are you gonna do? Like, wait until it like curds up, just leave it a little bit past its date and then drink it so it's a root beer float.
No, disgusting.
I don't think I've ever seen this kind of milk before.
I have. I've tasted some of it. It's awful.
And you found these here, or was it when you were in Emporia?
It was when I was in Kansas City.
They do have a cotton candy one.
There's all kinds of, yeah. There's like cotton candy flavor. There's like caramel. There's banana. I'm looking them up now. There's like a cherry pie flavor. Not out of that company, but out of others. There was one I remember. It has to be like lime because there was like a bright green one. So it has to have been like a lime kind of flavored milk. That one wasn't too bad, all things considered. I mean, it was bad on my stomach since I'm lactose intolerant, but it's not every day you get the chance, you know?
Sure. I might have trouble with the banana one. I'm allergic to banana.
Yeah, you might have some trouble. What about some mango flavored milk? Just look in the fridge.
Oh, what are you trying to kill yourself?
No, just like a recipe calls for milk. I'm like, hey Mo, can you get me some milk? She turns around with the mango milk.
Like, oh god, you like fall on the ground, you're like crawling away.
Oh jeez. I remember when my little sister was a kid, she thought that chocolate milk came from brown cows.
Classic. Wait, so you mean to tell me that it doesn't?
No, of course it does. Just like strawberry milk comes from pink cows, Bill.
Good. I've been looking for pink cows my entire life. Banana milk comes from
banana cows.
I had never even considered that.
You say banana milk? I thought you would just go with like, oh, they come from bananas. I'm like,
and nut milk. Well,
oh,
comes from almonds.
Yes. Really, it should be called nut juice because it's not really milk.
Yeah, you can't really milk a nut,
but you can. Wait.
Hold on here.
I feel like we're in dangerous territory.
I feel like this, if we keep going this route, we'll have to become Marshall to slap that rated M for mature on this episode real quick.
We might have passed that when I said you can't milk a nut.
Well, so Bill.
Side tangent Bill. Over?
Yes.
Yes. Hello.
Bill, you said you've been working on Motorcycle and Genshin and getting
through. Yeah.
What is... excuse me.
Zoom time.
What is one good thing that happened this week to you?
Shoot. I don't always think about my weeks like that, you know? I don't know, because I didn't hardly leave the house, really. Like so it's just like stuff I kind of did around here, or I made it through the week. I feel like that was a good thing. We were really short staffed at work this week, so I was having to wear a lot of hats, and that was rough. Other than that, I didn't have any drastic catastrophes when I changed the oil on that motorcycle that's been sitting for years, which I was kind of worried about because it had the oil out of it, and that all went off without a hitch, so that thing's about ready to sell, which is good because I need to stop working on it and so I can sell it. But this is what I always do. This is what I do every time that I go to sell something. I make it nicer than it was while I was using it, and then I sell it.
Well, you employ that philosophy of make it better than you found it.
Yeah, I suppose, but
yeah. The scratching the back of his head. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, or I could, you know.
Or I'm just obsessive compulsive either way.
That's probably it, yeah. I watched Kate on Netflix tonight when I got home.
Yeah.
Since I didn't go to Kansas City. But that was one that, like, I was kind of excited for and kind of forgot about. Because it's got Mary Elizabeth Winstead in it, and I like her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The girl that was Ramona Flowers and Scott Pilgrim. Yeah. And it's got Woody Harrelson in it and stuff, and it's like she's like a trained assassin in Japan, and then she gets like burned and she has to like try to figure out what to do. I'm trying not to ruin anything in case either of you decide to watch it. But it's really like stylish and stuff. Like it was good, it was fun.
That's awesome. That sounds like a good movie. Is it a movie or a show?
It's a movie. But it's like a lot of like neon and like bright pink and stuff. Like it's very cool.
That's the build color scheme right there.
Yeah, it is.
She steals this car that's like a, it's not really like a Bosuzoku car, but it's like borderline kind of. It's like got like cambered out wheels and it's really loud. And like when she starts it, it like the entire inside of the car just lights up like pink neon lights and it starts playing really loud music as she like takes off down the road and stuff. Like that part was pretty neat.
That's pretty dope. Ben, I'm gonna check it out. That'll be my homework this week. I'll definitely do that. What about you, Marco? Did you see anything interesting this week? Did you watch anything?
I watched the newest Evangelion film, 3.0 plus 1.01 Sunday, like the conclusion of the Evangelion rebuild series.
The conclusion of Evangelion.
Hard to believe, ain't it?
Yeah. He said he's done. This is it.
Yeah, done. Because like, of how many times he's had to read. Pretty much, dude. I know. I remember seeing photos of like him in an interview, like he's in a studio, and they're asking like, would you say your experience with Evangelion up to this point was enjoyable? He was like, no, I hate it. He's like, I hate it. Like, I can't wait till it's over.
Man, I bet you feel there are a lot of people who feel that way about things that they've worked on so long.
Well, he had to redo the ending three times.
Yeah, I feel like it's just because of the criticism he's gotten for each one of his, for the first two of his endings. And he's had to pretty much redo the series, or at least like the second half of the series. You know, more than what he was probably thinking. He's probably like, if I just finished the original series back in 96, like, you know what? This is some good shit. Send it. And then everyone's like, well, this ending kind of sucked. It made no sense. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, well, I guess I'll remake the ending. And he thought it was good enough. Just end it. He's like, you know what? This ending kind of sucked. And all this other stuff. And then like, he probably just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna rebuild the whole series into four movies. And the movies were like good. The movies were good. Things obviously probably changed and altered, but the movies were good. The ending it's really good. I'm happy about the ending.
I haven't seen the fourth movie yet, but I do feel like they're less approachable for people that don't have any previous knowledge of the series. There are things that are like left out kind of and not really explained super well. So like the couple of people that I've watched them with that don't know anything about the show end up like confused during the third movie because they don't really know what's going on because there's not a lot that's explained in the third movie.
I feel like the fourth movie, Bill, will also... The fourth movie left me and Joe with questions, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's all in all, like, if you just look at the ending at face value, like, it's good. But
yeah,
there's definitely questions that the movie gives and, like, it's not explained or it's just... He just didn't have time to, like, do it. Like, because...
Right.
And Bill, when you watch, you'll be like, oh, okay, like there was this, but then also this happened. And like, and then that's all that you just hear him talk about. You don't hear him. There's no flashbacks or like anything of the event. And you're just like, that meme was just the hand. Like, huh? Like, what's this?
I need to watch it. But I have to watch 2.22 and 3.33 because I rewatched 1.11, but not the other two yet. And it's just
go ahead.
It's just like a time block that I gotta be like, okay, I'm gonna sit down and watch these three movies consecutively now.
Dude, no cap, as like the kids say nowadays. Mijo and Ellie, I wasn't expecting this. Mijo and Ellie, we watched all four back to back to back to back. Like, I was just expecting at least watching three and then four, but no, Joe's like, so I'm gonna show Ellie these two. I'm like, so we're starting from one. He's like, yeah, and we're gonna watch them all. I'm like, okay.
Like, it's something. We gotta take it back to where it all starts.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, I left Ellie confused because she's just now getting anime. She's never seen the series and so. But overall, like, she liked it. She liked them, and she was at the end of the fourth movie. All three of us were just theory crafting and just on the Evangelion subreddit looking up mega threads You know, well, we're all just like, cool. Like, I'm glad she liked it, because if you don't like the series all in all, you probably will like the reboot series more, but you will be like, huh? Like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
But because that's how I was when Joe showed me.
When the third one came out, I was still living with Kylie, and mm-hmm. we watched it, and she was just very confused by the end of it. Because they use Shinji for exposition in mm-hmm. the movies, 100%. And then in the third movie, they're just trying to, like, keep him separate from everything, which also then keeps the audience separate from all of the exposition. Because mm-hmm. he's not there to ask stupid questions, because they're trying to keep him away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, yeah, she at the end of that one, she was just like, I don't understand anything that's going on.
Bill was just like, me too.
I'm like, well, how much time do you have?
Bill's kind of like, what do you mean? And Bill just like turns out like just knocks the wall. It's like a flippable chalkboard. And he's like, all the theories, and you're like that meme from Always Sunny. You're like, what the? You're Charlie with all the
Charlie Kelly with the yarn.
Yeah. Oh, that I just imagined that what you would be. But yeah, fourth movie's good, Bill. You'll like it. I can't wait to watch it so I can talk to you. Because I told Johnny, because Johnny's like, God. He's telling me and Dustin finish up the Genshin story. So you guys need to hurry up and finish the story so I can talk to you guys about it.
And yeah, like, I finished it, and I haven't spoke to Johnny since I finished it.
He hasn't been on the last 2 days.
I know.
But
I know. He's probably trying to avoid all of you guys that haven't finished it yet. So he's just like not getting on the Xbox.
Well, he's probably not being on the Xbox for a while, bro. But well, that's what I told John. I was like, you know what? That's what I feel like with Evangelion. Like, me and Joe watched it, but I know Bill hasn't. So, like, it's hard because I want to be like, Bill, because, you know, you're always on, like, more than Joe or, like, before Joe. So, like, I'd be like, Bill, you know, this is Evangelion. You're like, I haven't watched it yet. I'm like, oh, okay. Like how Joe was trying to say, oh, dude, the music. You tell me about the music? I'm like, I ain't trying to tell Bill about anything because I know he hasn't seen it yet. I'm only that boy surprised. That boy's going to be like, bruh. First, gonna restart this movie because I might watch it this weekend again, the fourth one at least. Because yeah, the music's good and like just that whole movie. The whole movie in general, I liked. It's probably like the best besides 2.22.
I need to watch it because yeah, I'll be like, oh, I don't have time to watch this, and then I watched the entire clickbait limited series like between last weekend or. The middle of last week, I guess, and like this, the end of the weekend, like in the span of like 4 or 5 days, I watched that entire limited series. But I'm like, I don't have time to watch 3 movies,
dude. I don't know, dude. It might just be you. Also, might just be stopping yourself too, because like with me,
it's over anime, once I watch it too.
Yeah, that's why I was. I think that's why I waited so long to tell Joe, like, hey, Joe, do you want to watch the fourth movie? Because I know you got me into Eva. I feel like it'd be right if you like showed me out. Like Aviva, like if we watched the last movie too, he'd be like, yeah, that's cool, we can do that. And so like that's why I waited. But yeah, it was also just because like once we watch this, like it's over. There's nothing left.
It's over.
I think that's why, yep. I'm like attached to the music too, because like lately I just been listening to the Eva music, like from the, because Spotify has like the 1.11 soundtrack on there and then the series.
And yeah, then, dude, and then they've got like some of the other collections and stuff.
Yeah, they got like Evangelion finally. I think I follow that. And then like just the girl, like I always mispronounce her name, but the girl who did like Simple and Clean for Kingdom Hearts, like she has like an EP of like select songs. So like I've been listening to that. And so yeah, I think it's just be hard to let go of Eva. Cause ironically enough, I bought the standard edition from G Kids today. Since we got paid,
that they're so expensive, and you don't get the good one unless you like. You don't get the good series unless you pay the big money.
Yeah, the $275 one, like the ultimate one, that's sold out. Like on the G Kids website, mm-hmm. like it's gone. So the next one's like $175. But I think at this point, I think I just want them at least in Blu-ray. Like, it kind of does suck, but I mean, go all for it, Bill. I mean, there's still like copies of the 175. Like, I don't know how many, but I just knew to me, like budget wise, like I couldn't spend that much right now.
Yeah, they emailed me about like a little restock or whatever, and I was like, dude, I don't want to spend the money on it. I want it.
I know. Yeah. But... cause like at least the other two come with like art and stuff too. Like that's one thing. I was like, man, like I'm a sucker for this art stuff. But then I look at that price, I go like, oh, I'm not as much as a sucker for the art stuff anymore. Like, but I think it's just because they know like how rare the series is, like for Blu-ray. Like this is the first time in Blu-ray, you know, like ever. And so I think they're just playing towards that strength, because I'm honestly surprised like the Ultimate Collector's Edition come like was sold out within like the first 2 days or whatever. And I was like, holy cow, and, like that's crazy.
And they're cashing in on that fresh nostalgia, you know? Like they just put out a new movie.
Some movies just came out. Yeah.
Yeah, they just put out a new movie. There's that like fresh dose of relevance in people's minds, and it's over now, and so there's like that like longing to have some of it, and they're just like cha-ching.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm also just, I guess I'm just waiting for the movie to come out on Blu-ray too. But I'm just debating if they come out with like a collect, like a four pack to buy that. Cause you're watching, are you rewatching the movies like on the Blu-ray disc, or are you watching them like on Amazon?
I started them on Amazon just because I didn't feel like getting off from the couch putting the Blu-ray in my Xbox.
It's a good thing, because Joe was telling me this earlier when we were watching. Some of the voices are different on the Amazon redubs, but that's also because they're not under Funimation rights anymore. So it's probably best if you watch all four movies on Amazon in their
redubs. For like the continuity of it kind of thing.
Yeah, so when you get to four, you're not like, that's not right.
Yeah. Sure.
And so, and I mean, and granted, like some of them aren't bad. Like some of them like fooled Joe, like thinking there were some of the old actors. And Joe's like, until Joe looked him up, he's like, it sounds slightly different. And then Joe's like, it is different. Like this guy sounds really close. And I'm like, and it fooled me. Like the only one that really like got me to think was like Masato's voice. But that's just because to me it sounded more raspier. Girl. It sounded more raspier. Oh. Bill, I'm sorry.
Also Ray's like Bay.
Ray's Bay, dude.
Older,
I'm sorry, dog. You know. I know I give you Masao Mondays, but dude, Ray's Bay. Sorry. Ray's Bay. Change my mind. Bill, you can just make a meme about me, dude. Put Ray's Bay at the table and then
hey, maybe.
Photoshop. Do it, dude. I expect it now. I'm expecting
everybody's memeing me all the time. Maybe I should just start.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. If it's really good, I probably would give you like a round of applause for being honest.
Yeah.
If it was like Ray's Bay, changed my mind, and like just Bill just dropped that like on a Sunday, like I would die laughing. I'd probably make that my profile pic, if we're being honest.
My God.
See it.
Oh.
After the Evangelion.
I have never seen Evangelion. I have a family reunion tomorrow.
Oh boy.
It's my mom's side of the family, which are all you know. Kind of like country and stuff.
Like all my exes live in Texas kind of country?
Kind of. I mean, it's just like a thing. I don't relate very heavily to that side. I don't relate heavily to any of my family, I guess. Like my cousin's going, so I'm going to stop in and see him and hang out with him for a little bit and then go home. So I have this family reunion, and it's at my sister's house.
The one that got COVID?
Yeah, got COVID and Delta variant.
I guess you got to catch them all, huh?
I guess so.
Fuck, I guess so. But it's over there again. And
what was your younger sister going?
She's being forced to stay the entire time. Whereas I'll only stay for an hour. And then I'm going to go home and try to play some Tales of Arise. Maybe dip my feet in some milk and pour some cereal in.
You mean
it just
mean
seems like it'd make it hard to concentrate on Tales of Arise?
Nah, man, it's okay. Yeah, it will, but
no, sorry, you're right. I had to pour the cereal, my feet, and then the milk.
Uh huh. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta dip my toes in some cereal bowls, baby.
Eh.
I watched a movie with Morgan recently, called Like Father. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Came out in 2018. It's on Netflix. It's got Kristen Bell and Kelsey Grammer.
Hmm.
I have not seen this, but I saw it on, it was in like my Netflix thing the other day, and I was like, you know, this looks like it might not be bad.
It's really not a bad movie. It's very, it's one of those movies that makes you feel good, and then it makes you feel sad, and then it makes you feel pretty good. And I liked it. She like gets left at the altar in the opening scene because she's a workaholic. And then she gets drunk, and her dad that's not in her life, Frasier, Kelsey Grammer, which they're rebooting Frasier, by the way. That's a weird one. Talk about preying on nostalgia.
Is so with Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
They're rebooting it. But Kelsey Grammer is like her dad who went away when she was young and she has nothing to do with. And she like hates him. And she's a workaholic. She gets left at the altar and then she gets drunk and he's with her and they get drunk together and they're laughing and having a good time. And she's like, fuck it. Come on my honeymoon with me. Like, I already have the time off and I've already got the tickets. So they go on like a couple's cruise. And it's just like a really endearing movie about working out their issues and learning to like care about each other and let go of the past. It's really nice.
I have to watch that.
Dude, there's like a lot of stuff on Netflix I need to watch.
I feel that.
It's like just like an endless stream of content. It's a little overwhelming.
Well, like, I don't know if we talked about this in the last episode, but the whole like the Bob Ross documentary thing. Kenny and Miguel were talking about it, and they were kind of like talking about like what's contained in there. And I was like, man, I need to watch this. Just add this to like the 100,000 list catalog I have on Netflix. I just don't go on because one, I think Sean ruined it for me because that boy lived on Netflix for like ever since it came out as a streaming service. And then two, I think I'm just too lazy. I don't know. But remember when Sean always like talked about something that was on Netflix and you're like, well, I don't need to watch anymore because I feel like your description was like the whole thing.
Yep. That was it pretty much. Have you seen the 2010 movie The Way with Martin Sheen?
No, but that sounds familiar.
It's one of my favorites. It's about Martin Sheen. It's directed by Emilio Estevez, which is his son, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez are brothers, and their dad is Martin Sheen. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's right.
But it stars Martin Sheen. His son, Emilio Estevez, hilariously enough, goes to France, and he's going to walk across Spain's Santiago de Compostela and the Camino de Santiago. And he dies on the journey or whatever. And so his dad, Martin Sheen, decides to fly out to France, recover his son's body, and then walk the trail and like release his son's ashes on the trail. And it was a very emotional and beautifully shot movie, kind of dealing with how he's processing his grief and the people he meets that are also walking the trail and why they're walking it. And like, it's a very big emphasis on like, the people who walk Camino de Santiago walk it for a purpose. A lot of it being like religious or like to find yourself or to find answers or whatever. And him kind of struggling to accept the kindness of the strangers that he's meeting along the way as he's dealing with his grief. But it was amazing. Genuinely one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time. It used to be on Netflix. I'm not sure where it's at these days.
I was trying to look to see if I had seen it, and I don't see anywhere that it says where it's available now. It doesn't look like it's on
Amazon, but like, I don't know if it's like streamable for free anywhere with the subscription.
Apparently, according to Wikipedia, it's not a true story necessarily, but it is inspired by Emilio Estevez's son Taylor, who drove the length of the Camino with his grandfather, and on the way he met the woman. That would be a little meta, wouldn't it? On the way, he met the woman who would become his wife And so the Camino holds special meaning to him, and that was like kind of the jumping off point that the movie came from.
Really interesting. Cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's very interesting lore behind it. I like that. Thank you for sharing that with us, Wikipedia.
Oh yeah, dude. Shout out to Wikipedia, man.
Shout out to Wikipedia, man.
It's Wikipedia, so it's probably true.
Probably. More than likely,
because it's on the internet, and so you know how that goes.
Well, Bill, thanks for being on the show this week.
Of course. It was great. It's my honor.
Yeah. VIP status Bill here.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you.
We appreciate you.
Be kind.
Stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe. It's wild out there. Keep on living.
Keep on living. Keep on trucking.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.